Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Ayin Ches, and we are on Ayin Zayin Amabez. Let's start three lines from the bottom into the sugyas of the end of the 10th parak. We have 1.5 more daf until we get to the final, last and final parak of Nedarim, which starts by the Shalom tomorrow on daf Ayin Ches. Let's start Ayin Ches Amabez. We're still in the sugyas of Hafaras Nedarim. And today we start off with a line, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's start with the interface between Hafara and Hatara, says the Gemara. Amar Yochanan, Chacham Sha'amar Balashon Ba'al, U'Ba'al Sha'amar Balashon Chacham Lo Amar Klum. If the husband uses the Lashon of the Ba'al, the Chacham, the Rav, the person who is being matir the neder, if he uses a language of the husband, meaning hafara, if the husband who's supposed to use hafara uses the lashon of hatara of the chacham, lo amar klum, that does not work. They are two different halachic mechanisms that are allowed by the Torah, and never the twain shall meet. You can't use different lashonos. We mentioned at the beginning of the parak, Rishonim who emphasize the difference between the two. The Rush says it right here as well, that Hatara is from the Lashon Matir, Mutar, one of the Lamates Malachis, to untie. When if I have a knot and I untie it, it's as if it was never there. I don't see the remnants of it. It's untied. That's Hatara of a Chacham, which undoes the Neder Me'ikara L'mafreya. That's one type of halakha mechanism. Hafara lahafer is to break, is to prevent something from continuing right now, but it doesn't make it non-existent up until now, and that's a different type of halakhic mechanism. And Rabbi Yochanan says the two are very different, and one cannot use the language of another one in what they are trying to do. Right, though there's a big difference whether it existed in the past. All right, that's what the Mishnah says in Maseches Ksubis, as we had a couple of months ago, that if a man got married, almanash ein lechalei nedarim, almanash that his wife does not have any nedarim, and she ended up having nedarim, and then she went to a chacham, and the chacham got rid of the nedarim, so then they're married. Because as if there was no nedarim in the past, even though if she goes to a doctor, there was a kiddushin amanasha ein lechalai mumin, that she doesn't have any blemishes, and the doctor healed them, that does not remove their meikara, right? That's only right now. That's like a hafara, that's like a present tense, and therefore there's a difference in halacha between the hafara and the hataras. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says here. The two cannot be interchanged between the husband and the chacham. Ditanya, but the Gemara says it's based on the following. Limud, ze hadavar, as the parsha starts off in Parshas Matos, these words, ze hadavar, a lashon of a miut, hachacham matir ve'ein baal matir, the chacham can use the lashon of hatara and not the baal. She yachol, because I might have said otherwise. Uma chacham, this is not exactly a kal v'chomer, because usually a kal v'chomer starts off with something that we know, and then we apply it to something that we don't know. Here, what we know is really only what we learn after we come to the maskana of what we're about to say. It's not like something that we know beforehand. So, but it's a limud the Torah that the Chazal have relating to the exclusionary mechanisms of the Baal and the Chacham. Uma Chacham she'ein meifir matir, a Chacham who cannot be meifir, we know that Lamaskana, can be matir, Baal she'meifir ein adin she'matir, so you might say that a Baal that is meifir should be able to be matir also. Tamalomar ze'adavar, Chacham matir ve'ein Baal matir, right, we say not, and we have the opposite. Tanya Idach, the other brisa says, Ze adavar, Baal mefer vein chacham mefer, she yachol, I might have thought otherwise. Uma baal she'ein matir mefer, a baal who cannot be matir still can be mefer, can get rid of it right now, chacham she'matir in odin she'mefer, shouldn't he also be able to? Tavalomar ze adavar, baal mefer vein chacham mefer. So in either direction, we say maybe this should also work, the other way, kamash valan, not. Again, even though, why did the Gemara have to quote both brises? Both brises, they go in opposite directions. As if to say that there's a havamina that hafara should be more inclusive, or hatara should be more inclusive. Both of those havaminas are here in the Gemara. Kamash v'lan not, they're different mechanisms. So it's interesting to think about, what's the havamina? Why would you have thought one is, or the husband's right, and the chacham's right? Right, which is more powerful? On the one hand, as we've discussed the past couple of dafim, prevention versus breaking. Breaking something on the one hand is more powerful. Right? So if that applies to one, it should apply to the other one too. If you could have something and you could break it. But on the other hand, to remove something as if it never existed, maybe that's more powerful. Right? It's never here. That's unbelievable. To remove it, it's not even on the record. Right? So maybe that's more powerful, and that should apply to both. Kamash Malan, we say that it does not apply to both. They're just different. They're different halakhic mechanisms. And remember the thought from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that we've mentioned in the past, I think I mentioned in the last year, and earlier in the Perek, at the beginning of Parshas Matos, the unique lashon of Zeh HaDavar being the reflection of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, we're not going to repeat that right now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, No Markan, next Brisa. No Markan, Zeh HaDavar. Once we're on the Zeh HaDavar topic, let's continue darshaning that phrase. Ne'emarkan zehadavar v'ne'emar lahalan zehadavar b'shchut echutz. The language zehadavar appears by here, by Rashi Hamatos, by the Parsha of Nedarim, and it also appears over there by shchut echutz, right after the Parsha of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, by shchut echutz, by shechting a karban outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ma b'shchut echutz aharon uvanav achol Yisrael. So what does the Gzeira Shava teach me? In both directions, just like Shchut Echutz applies to all of Klal Yisrael, Aaron doesn't only apply to Kohanim. Right? If it's Zar for Yisrael, Shech's outside, it also applies. But Ba Shchut Echutz applies Aaron Uvana v'chol Yisrael, Afarshas Nedarim, Aaron Uvana v'chol Yisrael. So too, by Nedarim, it applies to all of Klal Yisrael. And the opposite, Uma Kan Rashi Hamatos, and just like Nedarim is limited to Rashi Hamatos, Afla halon Rashi Hamatos, so too there is limited to Rashi Hamatos. What element of Shchut Echutz is limited to Rashi Hamatos? So we'll see. The Gemara is going to discuss each one of these. But we go in opposite directions to learn the Gzeira Shava. The Rashban Vavasra asks in Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, ask the Rashba. V'lo yadati b'shchut echutz gufayhu l'may itzrich l'michtav Aaron Uvana v'chol Yisrael. What did the Torah have to write all of Klal Yisrael by shchut echutz? Right? Of course, why would I have thought otherwise? Why would I have thought that the Isra of shechting a carbon outside the base of Mikdash doesn't apply to all of Klal Yisrael? We'll get to Nedarim, the parsha of being Matur Neder, that might apply to only Chachamim, only people who know, but shchut echutz, just like it applies to Aaron Uvana v'chol Yisrael, of course it does. Why shatness? You have to tell me it applies to all of Klal Yisrael. Of course it applies to all of Klal Yisrael. Why would I have thought otherwise? Ask the Rashba. So the Rashba has a crucial answer. If it's just to teach me the Gzeira Shava, then forget the Gzeira Shava, just write it by the result of the Gzeira Shava, which is Hafaras Adarim. Look, Tvegabin Adarim Gufayu. There has to be some type of limud why it's written in its spot. Fishemel Adrasha Basham. The Yeshli Lomar, says the Rashba. The limud al shchut echutz shakol chayaved bahen va'afilu zar she'eino ra'ui la'avoda. Wow. Well, that's the Hava Mina. You might have thought that only a Kohen is chayav for shchut echutz. Because what's the root isser? Doing avoda outside the base of Migdash. Well, who does avoda? A Yisrael doesn't do avoda. Does he? A Kohen does avoda. So I might have thought the Hava Mina, only a Kohen who shechs the carbon outside the base of Migdash is going to be chayav for shechting outside the base of Migdash. But if Yisrael does, what's he doing? He's not doing avoda. He can't do avoda. Says the Rashba, he's chayav. Why? Umishlub sheshchita ksheri he bizar. To be called Bekabala Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kehuna. As we know, the Gemara says elsewhere, based on Psukim in Parshas Vayikra, when it comes to Shechita, Shechita Ksheir Bazar, a Shechita can be done by a non-Kohen. The only Avoda, the only of the Dalet Avodas, Shechita Kabbalah Holachas Rika, the four Dalet Avodas, Havodas Hadam of a Behema, Shechting, catching the blood, walking the blood to the Mizbeach, Holacha, and Zrika, sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach, the Azar can do the first one. The four avodas of a mincha, the Zar cannot do any of them, right? The kemitza, and the kabbalah b'kli, and the hagasha, and the haktara, none of those four can be done by a Zar. But a Zar is allowed to do shchita. So says the Rashba, that's the chiddush. Kamash molan, that's why shchut echutz. I might have thought, you need a real din avoda, outside the base of Mikdash, avoda b'chutz, kamash molan. In a chenami, you can have avoda b'chutz, because Yisrael can do the shchita. Again, this is a major topic that we've touched on in past, not recently, so let's just mention a couple of other sources related. The sugya of shchita ksheir bizar, that a zar is allowed to shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, there are sources on both sides of the issue, whether that's an allowance, or is that even a lechatchila? Is it a good idea to for a zar to shecht? the only avoda that the Zohar could do out of the four. So do we try to do? Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach will come today. And I'm going to bring a carbon. So is the Kohen going to tell me, you know what? You do it. You do the Shechita. I'll do the rest. Or is the Kohen going to try to convince me, I really, I'm a Kohen. You should give it to me. Not because he's a Balgaiva. Because he knows that there's something unique about the avoda of a Kohen, and Yisrael is allowed to do it. So which is it? Because there are sources on both sides of the issue. This could have even been a machlokes between Eli and Shmuel, suggests the Rishash. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that when Shmuel was a young boy, the pasuk says, when Chana was talking to Eli, she says, El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti. I've davened for this child. So what do you mean davened for this child? So Chazal fill in a conversation that took place that is not written in the text. Amar Belazar, Shmuel Mora Halacha Lefnei Rabo Haya. Shmuel paskind in front of his Rebbe, Eli. The Rambam in the Havdamah to Mishnah Torah lists off the Baalei HaMasora from the Moshe Rabbeinu to Yoshua to all the others. And two early on the list are Eli, Shmuel. So Eli was Shmuel's Rebbe. So says the Gemara that he was Mora Halacha, he paskind in front of his Rebbe. What do you mean? Shenemar, Vayishchatu Asapar, Vayaviu Asanar El Eli. The pasuk says they shechted the cow and they brought the nar to Eli. Mishum de vayishchadu asapar. Have you an nar el Eli? What does the two phrases have to do with each other? What is shechting a cow in the Mishkan, right in Shiloh, where the Mishkan stood for 369 years? Right. What does that have to do with bringing the Shmuel to Eli? Ella omer lahen Eli kiru kohen lesi velishchot. They're about to shecht, and Eli said, "Find the kohen." That means one of his relatives. Right, not too many Kohanim around. But he says, find me a Kohen to shecht. Chazinu Shmuel, Dahavi Mahaji Basar Kohen Lemishchad. Shmuel saw that they were looking around for a Kohen to shecht. Amar Luhu, Lama Luhu Ladri Basar Kohen Lemishchad. What are you looking for? Shechita Bizar Kshera. You can just get a Zar. I can shecht. I'm a Levi, Shmuel says. So I can shecht. Anybody can shecht. Aisula Kame De Eli. So they brought him in front of Eli. Eli, he says that anybody can shecht. You told us to find the Kohen. So Eli says, how do you know that? He says the Drashas Chazal. The pasuk at the beginning of Yikra says, the Kohen should be makriv, which we understand to mean Kabbalah. Kabbalah Saddam, the Kohen shechs it. So Eli answers, Amarlei, Meimer Shaper Ka'amrit. You said well, right? You're right. But sorry, miyu mora halacha b'fnei rabchaat. They call a mora halacha b'fnei rabochay misa. You're correct, but I have to kill you, says Eli. So all of a sudden, Chana comes onto the scene. Asya Chana v'katzavcha kamei, and that's the pasuk. Ani yishar izavesimcha. Elanar hazeh falolti. I want this child. I don't want another child. I'll kill this child. I'll give you another child. Says Eli. No, says Chana. I want this child. Elanar hazeh falolti. That's the Gemara. So what's the machlokas here? What, Eli didn't know that halacha? He didn't know Mikabal Veilach Mitzvah's Kahuna, so says the Rashash, and this Gemara, Brachas Laman Aleph, the Machlokas between Shmuel and Eli was whether there's a Lachanchila for the Kohen to do it or not. Eli maybe felt that it was a Lachanchila to do it. And Shmuel's like, well, if you can't find the Kohen, just do the Avoda. Either there's never a Lachanchila, maybe there's a Lachanchila for the owner to do it, or Yisrael, or at least right now, where you can't find him, there's a Tircha, then you could have a Yisrael do it. So that guva might even be the machlokas between Eli and Shmuel. This also kind of comes up in many contexts. There's another one. Again, we have to have our halachic antennas up to catch it sometimes. Where you see, like, oh, this relates to our sugya. The first parak in Kalim lists off, the 10 levels of Tumah, starting with the Avi Avos HaTumah, and all the different types of Avos Tumos, and with different levels of Tumah, and then the 10 levels of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Going from the least, starting with Chutz La'aretz, which does not have Kedusha, going all the way to the Kodesh Kadashim. And the Mishnayos describe what is the Kedusha of every area as related to the area outside of it. So the Mishnah says, starting in the second half of the parak, Ayaras Bukafos Choma, walled cities are Mekudesh from non-walled cities because you send a Mitzora outside of the walled city. And within the walls of Harabayas are more Kadosh, with the walls of Yishalayim because you eat Kashu Kalamai Sosheni. Within the walls of Harabayas because people who have Tumash Yotse Mi Gufam can't go there. Zav Zav Nidavachulu. And the Chel, and it keeps going. And then it says, Ezras Yisrael. Mekudeshes Mimena. What's the Ezras Yisrael? The first 11 Amos on the east side of the Azara are called the Ezras Yisrael. When you go into, going from east to west, going into the Nicanor doors, the famous doors that were brought, that were made by Nicanor and the Mesiris Nefesh that he had on the boat, that they threw one door off. He said, you're not throwing this one. So those doors on the east side of the Azara, right? When you go in, the first 11 Amos, Ezras Yisrael. So Yisrael, I'm Yisrael, I'm going to be able to go into those first 11 Amos. That has more Kedusha than outside, like the Ezras Nashim, because the Mechusar Kippurim cannot go in there. Someone who still has to bring a carbon on day 8 of their Tumah cannot go in there. Then the rest of the Azar is called the Ezras Kohanim. Ezras Kohanim Mekudeshes Mimena. That's more Kadosh than Ezras Yisrael. She'ein Yisrael Nechnasim L'sham Ela B'shas Tzorcheihem. A Yisrael cannot go in there except when they need to. When they have it Tzorech. What's it Tzorech? When would a Yisrael have to go in? B'shas Smicha. When they have to lean on their animal. Shchita. When they have to shech their animal. Ulitznufan. When they have to do waving on their animal by certain types of karbanos. Shchita. When do they ever have to do shchita? Says the Rav Bartanura, shachita ksheir bazar, because shchita is kasha by azar. V'af al pisha efshar bekohanim, and even though Kohen can do it, v'efshar nami lazar l'shchov be'ezras Yisrael, and the zar can also do it in the first 11 amos. That's also called the azara for hilcha shchita. So afilu hachi lo asu Yisrael likanis le'ezras Kohen and l'shchad karpa. They still let him do it. Why do they let him do it? Maybe because there's a lechachila for him to do it. Maybe that's what the Rav points out, and that's what the Gra points out right here on the Mishnayos. The Gra says that you see from here that there's something about shchita that we would suggest the Yisrael doing it. That is the Gra's comment and the Bartanura. But again, this is a major topic of Shechita Ksheir Bazar. One final point related, and that's Tosfos' point. Tosfos relates, at least one day of Tosfos, relates Shechita Ksheir Bazar to another halachic principle about Shechita, about shechting the animal. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Adav Yudalan Mebeis, that Shechita Lav Avodahi. Another, you have to put together all of the unique Chazals at each part of the avoda. So shchita has two major sentences: shchita ksheir bazar and shchita lav avoda. Shchita is not a real avoda. Why not? The Gemara does not say why not. It just says it's not an avoda. So Tosfos there has three opinions. You dial in a base. Why isn't it an avoda? So one day of Tosfos is because shchita ksheir bazar. He links these two principles, which the Gemara really never does explicitly. The Gemara said, why? How do you know it's not an avoda? What's a reflection that shchita is a different type of avoda? Because a Zohar is able to do it. If it's a real bona fide avoda, a Zohar can't do it. Right? Only Yisrael, Kohen has to do it. So that's Tosfos quoting, it's really Rashi. Tosfos quotes all three days. The first one is Rashi. That's this. Pirish Pakuntras, Mida'at Miskashu Bakalapsulin. That's the beginning of the third parak of Zvachim. Kalapsulin is the name of the parak. Kalapsulin Sheshachtu. All psulin are a lot of sheft. That is the Rashi's pshat of Shechita Lav Avoda. And then there are other days in Tosfos. What exactly does that mean? But it is somewhat unusual. It's Lav Avoda. What do you mean it's not an Avoda? We always say the Dalet Avodos of an animal. Shechita Kabbalah Halachas Rika. So it is an Avoda. What does it mean it's not an Avoda? Whatever the pshat is. So you have to say it is an Avoda Lagabe certain things, and it's not an Avoda Lagabe other things. So for example, the Gemara says that the person shechting, Kachi Kalam, has to be shechted in the north part of the Azara. So as long as the animal is in the north part of the Azara, if the person shechting, if the shochet is not in the north part, but he's stretching his hands, and he's shechting in the north part, that's good enough. That's bitzafon. So that halacha really highlights something that a number of achronim say, maybe shechita, lav avoda, is legabe the shochet, not legabe the animal. Legabe the karbon, it is an avoda. It has to be done by tzafon, and you have other requirements of the avoda. But regarding the gavra, assuming Rashi's pshat of shchita lav avoda, regarding the person, so there's a difference. And we find in other areas of kachim the difference between what we might call chefza gavra. And that is, for example, the there's a big discussion, I don't remember the last time we had this discussion, and that is how much of a karbon does a kohen have to eat? I'm a kohen, I'm bringing your karbon. How much do I have to eat? So usually we say, for a mitzvah sachila, you have to eat a kezias. For a matzah, you have to eat a kezias. For mosek, you have to eat a kezias. But a number of the achronim say, the Beis Halevi and the Chassam Sofer, based on a Mishnah and Meseches Yoma, not by kachim. By kachim, the ikar is to make sure it is eaten. not to eat it. That's why the Mishnah says, Adaf Lamites in Yuma, that the Tznuim, when they used to not be enough, they used to be Moshe Chesideyem. They wouldn't fight over it. Let another Kohen eat it. What do you mean to let another Kohen eat it? Shouldn't he want to do the mitzvah? The answer is the mitzvah is just to make sure it's eaten. Not that I need to eat it. And maybe even Ketanim suggest them in Chaschinach. A cotton Kohen. Is he allowed to eat it? At least kachikalim, the parts that go to a Kohen. Maybe because the issue isn't to eat, but it's just to be eaten. Mitzad the chefza. That's what you have by most karbanos. The Beis Halevi says, except for one. There's one karban that the issue is not to have it eaten, but to eat it, and that's karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, everybody has to eat a kazayas. Everybody has to be mimune beforehand and eat a kazayas. So again, you see the difference between the chefza of the karban and the gavra eating it. By most karbanos, the mitzvah's achila is to be for it to be eaten and not to eat. Unlike Karban Pesach, according to the Beis Halevi, it would be to eat it. So again, the Chefza and the Gavra. So again, you see that here by Shechita as well. Rav Shechter has this part of this discussion in Ginas Egos in a piece called Shechita Lavavoda, which he mentioned many years ago that maybe it was his offer, if it was a Sheva Brachos Torah, one of the two. Okay, weiter, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we're back to the Gzeira Shava of Zeh Hadavar that appears too by Shchutei Chutz and that appears by Nedarim. So how do we get onto this whole discussion? From the Rashba. The Rashba says, what's the Havamina? Why would I have thought that Shchutei Chutz doesn't apply to all of Klal Yisrael? Because I would have thought maybe it only applies to Kohanim. Kamash Balan not. Kamash Balan, it applies to all of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara now, right in the middle. Beparshas Nedarim Lamai Hilchasa. So what does the Gzeira Shava teach me by Nedarim? Meaning, just like Shchutei Chutz applies to all Jews, all Klal Yisrael, so too Nedarim. The halach is by all of Klal Yisrael. So why do I need to know that for? Amar of Acha bar Yaakov lahachshir shlosha hedyotos. To not limit the Parsha of Nedarim to Rashi Hamatos, to heads of Shvatim, to Chachamim, to allow even three hedyotos, three non-experts, to be matir nedarim. Hatar sadarim, we do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We don't have to go to the biggest experts in the community. Even if you want to do it nowadays, it's not as serious as it once was. But still, anybody can do it. Lahakshir, shlosha hedyotos, three hedyotos are allowed. The Ron points out, they have to know something. They can't like not know the halachas of nedarim. They have to know what matir nedar is. If somebody thinks that Hatar sadarim is like bitul chametz, it's some kind of declaration that you say before Rosh Hashanah because I want to do tshuva, then that doesn't work. You have to know what Hatar Zadarim is. Says the Ron right across from where we are in the middle of the medium lines. Hai hedyotos da amrinan lo kulu hedyotos ksherim. It doesn't mean all hedyotos. Elahanu dechimazbri lahu miyasavri. People who, when you explain something to them, they'll know what you're talking about. We explain what Hatar Zadarim is. And then they'll know. Kidakasid Paragabar Nadarim, he quotes like what I wrote earlier from a Yerushalmi. And then he quotes, skip a couple of lines. He says, De Hedyotos degri e kule hai, da filuki misri lulo savri. If somebody has a hedyot that's so they don't understand that even if you explain it to them, they won't have any idea. Savi de bad hasaninu. Literally, that means elders that don't know anything. Of course they can't. Right? You might use the Lashon, right? You can't have a monkey matir. You have to have somebody who knows basic ideas of what's going on. So that's the Ron. When it says hedyotos here, it doesn't mean yoshei kronos that don't know anything. It means that people who, when explained, they would understand. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that Ron. In Yaradeya and Simon, So, that's what the Gzeira Shava teaches me. Zeh Adavar, that even Shlosha Hedyotos are allowed to be used by Ataras Adarim. Says the Gemara, V'harashi Hamatos Ksiv. So, what's the purpose of, what's the Rashi Hamatos by Nedarim then? So you're expanding it, but it still says Rashi Hamatos by Nedarim, that has to teach me something. Amar Rav Chisda, V'item Rav Yochanan, V'yachin Mumche. That's if you want to do it with one. If you have Hedyotos, you need three. If you want to do it with one Chacham, Yachid Mumche, so that's, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, that's what Rashi Amatos are teaching me. Even with one. So, once you know one, so how do you know that once it's others, it's Hedyotos, you need three? Why didn't you just jump up to two? What happened to two? Says the discussion in the Rishonim here. Says the Ron, Machlokas Ron and Rush, and there might be Lumdus behind this Machlokas. Last couple of skinny lines in the Ron. V'chitema tzlasa min alacha. fine, a chacham could even be with one. So hedyotos could even be with, why do you go jump up to three? So says the Ran, kiva de mafkas le michad, ukma tlasa kein bezdin. You jump to three because that's a bezdin. When do you ever have two that do something? Once you require somebody to be mater your nether, and we learn that a yachin mumche could do it with one, and then you allow hedyotos, you say, you know what? Three. You jump up to three because that's what a bezdin is. The Rosh adds in another line though. The Rosh right here says the similar idea, but he says, well, two would be a bezdin shakul. Two would be an even number bezdin. And we know from the first parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, bezdin shakul is not allowed. You always need three. Right, so Amara says, how do you know? Three, you have one, then you have two, ain't bezdin shakul, yet on Mosif on Ot Shalosh. You always need a third, ain't bezdin shakul. The Ran did not mention that Lashon. Is that significant or not? The Ran just said, well, once you're going up to one, you know, go to three, because that's a number that we're more familiar with. He didn't mention the issue of ain't bezdin shakul. So, it could be, or maybe the Ran means it anyway, because he still said bezdin. But there is a discussion in the Achronim, in the sugya of bezdin shakul. Just by way of example, there's a Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos. Tosfos in Yevamos has two deos, why we need three for chalitza. You need a bezdin for chalitza. The beginning of the 12th parak in Yevamos, 12th parak is all about chalitza. Mitzvahs chalitza b'shlosha dayanim. You need three to perform. Chalitza must be done in front of a bezdin of three. How do you know? How do you know three? So the Gemara darshins, how do you know three? And then the Gemara says maybe Rabbi Yehuda says you need five. But how do you know three? So what's the problem? The problem Tosfos asks is why do we usually not allow a bezdin shakul and even number bezdin? Because you don't want to end up in a stalemate. You don't want to end up in a tie. Right, if it's a bezdin of 22, not 23, it might be 11 and 11. If it's a bezdin of 2, it might be 1 and 1. So if you have an odd number bezdin, you know it's never going to end up in a tie. Unless somebody says, I don't know. And then you're going to have to be Mosif Dayanim. But if somebody says, nobody says that, you're never going to end up in a tie. The problem is, we find certain areas in Halacha where the Gemara or Rishonim apply Ein Bezdin Shakul, even if it's in a context where no decision is being made. It's just what's called a Maisa Bezdin. It's being witnessed. So do we really need Ain Bezdin Shakul there? It's never going to be a tie. Not deciding anything. That's Tosas Kasha. What do you need three for by Chalitza? Hacha Gabi Chalitza. Asi Shaper, Dein Bezdin Shakul, Mosif and Elior Echad. Why? Tosas is first day. There might be decisions to be made, says Tosfos. There could be machlokas about, oh, did he do it properly? Was it a proper shoe? Was it tied on properly? First day of Tosfos is in Achinami. Ein Bezdin Shakul is only where decisions are made, but even by Chalitza, decisions might need to be made. First day. Then Tosfos says, V'od yesh lomar, t'bechol duchtin, t'be'inon roi lebezdin, Ein Bezdin Shakul. Second day of Tosis. Where you need a bezdin, it's got to be odd number. Meaning, even without decisions being made. 2 days in Tosis, whether, Ein Bezdin Shakul is for sure the motivation of where we got three from. But once we get three, that could be halachically, that's the status of a bezdin. Forget why anymore. Once the why is done, so now you say this is the status. You find that by sometimes the difference between the motivation of something and the status of something. Right? Why? There's a Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah. There's two Rashis in Avodah Zarah that talk about Bishalakum. Right? Why is there an Isser Durabanan of Bishal? This is on a Durabanan level. Why is there a Durabanan of Bishalakum? Because originally there was a reason. But once you forget the reason of, oh, you're worried about intermarriage, whatever it is, it's given the status of Machalas Asuros. Or Machalas Rishonim, whether Bishal Akam Asers Kalim. 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. What do you mean Asers Kalim? It's just a chashash. The answer is, maybe the Chazal gave it the status. There's the motivation for the halacha, and then the status given to the halacha. That's on a Durabana level. So this is on a Daraisa level, by Bezdin. The reason that we jump up from 2 to 3 might be because you don't want to have a stalemate. But once that's true, we might say, now, the halacha, the status of a bezdin is ain bezdin shakul, it has to be 3, even if there's no worry about having a stalemate. Those are the 2 days of Tosfos and Chalitza, and that might be here too, Afaras Adarim. It's not going to be a machlokas. You're witnessing something. Once you decide why you're going to be matzah the neder, the Pesach lecharata is going to be unanimous. There's not going to be a machlokas here, but that might be what the Ran and the Rosh are alluding to. While one of them throws in the principle of Ein Bezdin Shakul and one doesn't, it could be that that's the issue. The Mishnah's Yavis, Rav Zhulti, in Siman Nun Gimel in Aruch Chaim as a big piece, quoting all the Nafkaminas, relating to Bezdin Shakal. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rashi Hamatos, Bishchut Echutz L'may Hilchasa, Rashi Hamatos, by Nedarim. So now we're going the other way. So why does it say, why are we relating the Rashi Hamatos of Shchut Echutz, of Nedarim, to Shchut Echutz, meaning the Gzeir Shav in the other direction? What does that teach me? If we just said Shchut Echutz applies to all Jews, right? We spent a lot of time on that Rashba. So, why is it limited? L'may Hilchasa, Amar Rav Sheshes Lomar, Sheyesh She'ela Behektish. To teach me that also by Hektish there's an idea of undoing by a Chacham. And what is that? Hektish is based on my actions. I am Maktish something. Says the Rav Sheshes that we learn from Nedarim to Shchut Echutz that I could be Shoel on Hektish. I could go to a Rav and say, oh, I never meant to be Maktish this animal. I wanted to do a different animal, but I couldn't do it because then I would violate the Isur of Temura. For whatever reason, I was saving this animal for Shabbos. Whatever it is, I could be Shoel on the Hektish. That's what you learn from Rashi Amathos, which is about being Shoel and being Matir. We discussed a couple of days ago the Rav Asher Weiss's article that discusses, does somebody have to do this then? Does somebody have a chiv to get out of their averos? Let's say somebody has the possibility of getting out of the avera. I was mafresh truma and then I ate it by accident. So I did an isidar isa. So what if I could be shoel on my hafrasha? Do I have a chiv to do that? Or do I have a chiv just to do tshuva? So here, what if I was shochei pachutz? If I was shochei pachutz, do I have a chiv to go, and I feel bad about it, do I have a chiv to go to a chacham now and undo it? Or no, just do tshuva. You don't have to. So he discusses that fascinating issue. But Rav Shesha says there is this concept of Yesh Eila Behektish. And the Rashbam in Baba Basra says this Hamakar of Yesh Eila Behektish is the source for all of these halachas of being Shoel on a mitzvah that you did. The Rashbam says in Baba Basra on Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, this applies to all hakdashos. If shachad kachim b'chutz, v'nischayev kares, v'acharka chalachitz al chacham lahatir lo hekdesho, and then I go to a chacham to get out of it, so it comes out that I didn't shach the carbon, because it wasn't a carbon. U'matza lo pesach shal charata, v'okar asa hekdesh meikaro, I was okar the hekdesh, v'avde ke hekdesh ta'us, I made it like a mistake, igloi mil sulam afreyad, eat lo ave hekdesh meolam, Upatamikaris, and says the Rashbam, Vehu adin l'chol davar akadosh, b'motzis fasav. This is the source for any davar kadosh that I create with expression of my lips, kagon, shrumo azumaisras. All of those, that if I'm showing on them, so then that could undo their status. The Rashbam says this is the source for all hakdasha. Is there a havamina why I would have thought otherwise? So, says the Karanora right here, well, you might have thought that you can't undo a mitzvah. When you did it, it was a mitzvah. So now you messed up. So you were mocked or something. That's amazing. And then you now did an avera based on this, and maybe you can't undo that. Especially, says the Karen Ora, by karbanos that you had to bring. What if it was a chatos? What if it was an asham that you had to bring? So you're going to undo that now? It's your fault. But you can't get out of that. That's the havamino. Once you did a mitzvah, a neder is a terrible thing, as we've said before. Right? Kilu banabama, kilu, but by a mitzvah, trumas, maestris, maybe we wouldn't suggest that. Kamash Malan, we do suggest that you could do it. Okay. Lebei Shammai. Let's just finish this and then we'll ask one more kasha. Lebei Shammai Damrei Shel Behektish Rashi Amatas of Siv B'Shchud Echutz L'may Hilchasa. Bei Shammai, we know from elsewhere, does not hold of this halacha. There is no She'ela Behektish. He doesn't have this limud. So what does he use Rashi Amatas for? By Shchut Echutz? Bei Shammai, let's look Zeir Shava. He doesn't hold of the Zeir Shava at all. Remember, Zeir Shavas have to be passed down from your Rebbe. In order to dumb Gzeir Shava me'atzmo. You have to have a Rebbe. Again, there could be a machlokes between Talmidim. Because Rishonim say that Gzeir Shava, not all the details of Gzeir Shava are given from a Rebbe. The words are given. The words are given. The Rebbe tells the Talmud, this word is used as a Gzeir Shava. It's up to the Talmud to figure out, oh, which parsha in the Torah am I going to connect these words to? It says that Adavar here and there, but maybe he doesn't darshan that. So Mishamah didn't get the Gzeir Shava from his Rebbe, and therefore he didn't need it. Aye, so how does he darshan all the other halachas that we just learned through the Gzeir Shava that he does agree to? So says the guy, let's just get one more. Zeadav Rav Hashem is the Dorm Lomaiksiv. Lomar, this is what we started off with today. Chacham Matir vein Baal Matir. Baal Mefer vein Chacham Mefer. They are each in their separate worlds. That's the Zehadavar by Parshas Nedarim, what it teaches me. Zehadavar b'shchut echus l'maiksiv. According to Beis Shammai, what does the Zehadavar b'shchut echus teach me? If it's not teaching me the Gzeira Shava, Lomar al hashchita chayiv vein chayiv al amalika. Only shechting a bird b'chutz, but if I do malika, which is the shechting of a bird in the Beis HaMikdash, done with a fingernail, not with a knife, right, differences in the two. It is the shechita of karbanos. But if you do it outside, where you're not shechting a karban properly, you're not going to be chayav. There's no iser kares for malika bachutz. That's what Beis Shammai uses the two zehadavers for. Stop there for a moment. There is a bomb kasha of the two re'evin. Not here, but where the two re'evin should be in Chagiga. Two re'evin, the Shachas Aryeh's commentary on Chagiga on Daf Yud. The Mishnah says in Chagiga, heter nedarim parchim ba'avir. It's the language of the Mishnah. Hataras Adarim is not in the Torah anywhere. It's flying in the air, meaning there's no source for it. No source for it. It's pure Torah Shebal Peh. Heter Nedarim. Asks the Turei Evan, what about the Gemara Nedarim Ayin Ches? What about the Gemara Nedarim that tells us it's based on Gzeira Shava? That's not Poreach Bavir. Poreach Bavir is like a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That there's no source, really. You have a Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin. You have some of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. You have Tsroros. Right, so we know what's parchin ba'avir, but we have a gzeir shava here. So what do you mean, heter nedar parchin ba'avir? It says what the hatar sedarim is. Kashali habesof perak yud nedarim. That's us. So perak yud nedarim. Tomorrow we finish the parak. So perak yud nedarim bez Hashem. Ube perak chesav ba'avasor yafin gzeir shava dezadavar deshchud echutz. Ude parshas nedarim me hadadi lebeisil al desagi gimel hadyotos beheter nedarim ubiyachin mumche alma. Says the Turei Evan. Tatana Seifa, because what does the Seifa of the Mishnah say? Arayos Ba'adeta. It discusses. This is not called Parchin Ba'avir. Ask the Turei Evan. So how do you fit our whole Amud of Gemara with that Mishnah in Meseches Chagiga? Says the Turei Evan, well, the Gzeira Shava is only applying a detail from one to the other. But the Iker Din is still not mentioned in the Torah. It's still Pareach Bavir. What does the Gzeira Shava do? You're allowed to do Rashi Amatos here, the Rashi Amatos is allowed to be Matir, so too here. But if you never knew the idea of Heter Nedarim, what are you comparing? Says the Turei Evan, it's still not in the Torah. The Gzeira Shava is applying a detail of the Parsha, but not the Iker Parsha itself. And therefore, he says, the Mishnah can still call it Heter Nedarim Parchin Ba'avir, because it's just a detail. And then five levels of the Rambam. And the five areas of Torah Sheval Peh. Well, Gzeira Shava, we discussed last week, Gzeira Shava is Mefurish Bekra, right? Or Kilu Einem Mefurish Bekra, whether it's not on the level of a Hekesh. We said Hekesh, let's say, is the most Mefurish, that's why it's not in Rabbi Yishmael, because maybe it's a different type of Din Shatar Nedreshes Bohen. But Gzeira Shava is still one of the Dinim Shatar Nedreshes Bohen, even if it's not Mefurish Bekra, it's Torah Shabal Peh. But it's still not total Torah Shabal Peh that we don't know anything from Torah Shabachsav, which is what the impression of Parchin Bavir gives me. Right, part of my fear sounds like it's nothing in the text, but here it's something in the text. So the Torah Evan says it's only step two. Step one is still Parchin Bavir, to know what it is. Then we have step two, which you apply a detail of it from one to the other. That's what's in the text. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ella, fifth to last skinny line. Ella le Beis Shammai. So he explained what Beis Shammai does which with each of the Zehadavars. Ella le Beis Shammai lahachshir gimel hadyotos minalon. So according to Beis Shammai, who does not say the Gzeira Shava, to apply Shchut Echutz to Nedarim, so how does he know that you could have three hadyotos to be Matir and Neder? Because in Nedarim it only says Rashi Hamatos. You only know the rest of Klal Yisrael from Shchut Echutz. So if you don't have that Gzeira Shava, so how does he know that? Nafki Luhu Midirevi Asi Bar Nasan. He knows it from the following Brisa. Dichsib, the Brisa says, the Brisa is to the bottom, and then we explain the Brisa on Amid Beis. Dichsib, the Pasuk says, two Psukim, he's talking about two Parshias, first Emor, and then Pinchas and Matos. First Emor, Vaydaber Moshe Esbo Adei Hashem Abnei Yisrael. There's a Sama Pasuk. Moshe says to Moadim, it says all the Moadim, Parshas Moadim, Perachav Gimel, in Emor. Moshe tells all the Moadim to Bnei Yisrael. V'yatanya, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili Omer, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, Moadei Ne'emru, V'lonem R'Shabbos Bereishis Imahen. Shabbos is not included in the Moadim. Which the Gemara is about to ask, that's strange, because Shabbos is mentioned there in Emor. But there's a line, Rabbi HaGlili says, Shabbos is excluded. Line one. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai said, we discussed Ben Azai a couple of days ago. Ben Azai Omer, Moadei Ne'emru, V'lo Ne'emru, Parsha of Nedarim Imahem. Moadim are different from the Parsha of Nedarim. The Shidduch Kubetz here says, there's no machlokas here, they're darshing two different psukim. The Moadim by Emor, and the Moadim by Pinchas and Matos. One is excluding Shabbos, and one is excluding Nedarim. So, Rav Asi Barnasan, Kashi Leha Masnisa. Rav Asi Barnasan cannot understand this brisa. What is this brisa talking about? What is being excluded from what? Also, in Arda, came to Rav Sheshes. He came to Arda to Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes wasn't there, and Rav Sheshes had left. So he went to find him. So also, Rav Asi Lebechuza. Rav Sheshes had gone to Mechuza. So he went to Mechuza, and he finds him there, and he asks him this kasha. Why? What is that detail doing in Shas? To teach me that, to learn Torah, you gotta travel, right? You gotta go far sometimes. You go to one place, the Rebbe's not there, you gotta go some other place. Right, what is that line doing in Shas? To teach me that you can't just sit back and get it. We have to go. So he follows into Mechuza. So Amar Lei. So he answers. He asks him this question. Moadei Hashem Nemru V'lo Nemru Shabbos Bereishis Imayin. What Bereish Shabbos is? Shabbos Bereishis is what we call regular Shabbos. V'haksiv Shabbos Imayin. It says Shabbos in Parshas Emor, in Perachav Gimel. First it says Shabbos, and it goes through all the Moadim. So the Shabbos is mentioned there. Yes, there's another introduction to the Moadim after Shabbos, but it still mentions Shabbos there. V'suin also Moadei Hashem Nemru V'lo Nemru Parshas Nedarim Imayin. V'amisitrik Siva. It says it right next to it. No, the Sitra Achra is like the dark side. But Sitra just means the side. It means the side right next to it. It says in the Torah right next to the Moadim, right? Pinchas is all about the Parshas Moadim. Right, the Parshas Moadim comes up in three places in the Torah. The major discussions. In Emor, in Pinchas, and in Re'eh. This week's Parsha. So we're quoting two of them here. So it says it right afterwards, Matos. So Amalei, so Rav Sheshes answers him. Halchik Tani, this is what the Brisa means. Moadei Hashem. Srichin Kiddush Bezdin, Shabbos Gracious, Ein Sricha Kiddush Bezdin. How is Shabbos different than the Moadim? Shabbos does not need to be sanctified by Bezdin. Shabbos is Mekudesh Ve'omed. In the Lashon of the Ron is printed on the bottom of Amud Aleph, but this is considered that we're on Amud Beis already. But Shabbos, this is the Ron's Lashon, five lines from the bottom. She'ein Bezdin Srichin L'Kadesh Echad B'Shabbos. We hereby declare today as Sunday. We hereby declare today is Monday. No, Bezdin doesn't have to do that. Kedei laso shvi'i lo Shabbos. You don't have to do that. Right? Shabbos is mekudash va'omein. Shabbos is automatic. You don't need Kiddush Bezdin when it comes to that. Right? We know it's automatic. Yes, there is an element of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Right? This is a discussion we had way back. Back on Daf Yud Gimel, when we discussed the halacha of Bechor, back in the first paragraph, Yud Gimel and Aleph. Right? Rebbe said, how do you know that a Bechor that is born to you, there's still a mitzvah lakdisho? Menayin lebechor shenolach a mitzvah lakdisho? Based on the pasuk. So a Bechor is automatic. Bechor be'emet tahora. But the Rebbe says mitzvah lakdisho. So we mentioned the Rebbe Soloveitchik used that by Shabbos also. Even though Shabbos is kviva kaima, Shabbos does not require Kiddush Bezdin, still, mitzvah lakdisho. There's a mitzvah to add my own personal hakadasha to Shabbos. And to recognize that it is a unique day. And that's the Rambam, Kiddush and Avdala are both Daraisa, according to the Rambam. That's cordoning off Shabbos. So there is a mitzvah. But even if I don't do that, it's still Shabbos. Right? Yontif, if Bezdin would not sanctify Yontif and never declare it, it wouldn't be Yontif. So Yontif, Moadei Hashem, Tzrichin, Kiddush Bezdin, Shabbos Bracious ain't Tzrichin, Kiddush Bezdin. That's the limud of the first half of the Brisa. Let's continue. Moadei Hashem, the other way. Tzrichin mumche. Vein parsha nedarim tzrichin mumche. Afilu bezdin ed yotos. But Moadei Hashem needs a mumche. You need a mumche to sanctify the chodesh. But the darim doesn't need a mumche, even ed yotos. This is Beishamai's makar, right? That was the whole, how we brought this Brisa. How does Beishamai know that you can have ed yotos by a neder? This is his Brisa. I have a high parsha the darm Rashi Amatos ksiv. But doesn't it say Rashi Amatos? I'm Rav Chisiv. Itaim Rav Yochanan. Be Yochanan mumche. That's talking about if you are one. If you want one, you need a mumcha. But if you, well, you can have three, then you can even have edyotos. That is Beis Shammai's raya. There is a major machlokas, how to understand this Gemara, and one of the rayas about to this machlokas is from this Gemara. Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says that for Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam writes this in more than one place, just in case we didn't believe him. The Rambam says in Kufnun Gimel, in Mitzvos Aseh Kufnun Gimel and Sefer HaMitzvos, what do you need for Kiddush HaChodesh? Three of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. You need big three. You only need three, but you need big three to be Mekadish the Chodesh. For Ibra Chodesh, Ibra Hashan and Ibra Chodesh. That's the Rambam. Shetzivoni Yisroch LaKadish Chadashim LaKadish Chadashim B'Shanim. V'zui Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh is Elohim. Eidazu Mesura Lachem. And he goes through Fadasha, and then he goes through what Cheshbon is, and he goes through that the Bezdin HaGadol is what does it. That's the Rambam. And the Ramban argues vehemently. I'll tell you the answer that is sifted out from any dust. He goes through. And he says, you learn from there that you don't need. So machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, what does the Kiddush HaChodesh need? Does it need from the Bezdin HaGadol? So the question is, what does this Gemara sound like? It's comparing it to Rashi Hamatos of Mumche. Just like here you need Mumche, says the Ramban, you don't need Sanhedrin HaGadol members to Matur Nedarim. And the Gemara is comparing the two. So what would the Rambam answer? Hai kadini vai kadini. They're not compared in that way. They're compared in that you could do it without, it has to be something above hediotos. But they're not exactly the same. Important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. One other point, and that is, so why do we call regular Shabbos Bracious? We just call it Shabbos. Why call Shabbos Bracious? So some Rishonim, the Rashbam, where this comes up in Baal Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph, the Rashbam says, because all Yovim Tovim are also called Shabbos. And Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbason. And Shabbos is called Shabbos Shabbason. So they're all called, the Rambam's Lashon is, Shekulon Shabsos Hashem Heim. That's how he knows, Kibud and Oneg apply to Yontif also. The Rambam says Kishem. Kishem, that you need Kibud and Oneg and Kiddush and Lechem Mishnah and all the others by Shabbos. So too by Yontif, Shekulon Shabsos Hashem Heim. That the Rambam's Lashon and Hilchas Yontif. So they're all called Shabbos. That's why we emphasize Shabbos Bracious, to say, even though those are also called Shabbos, this is. So some of the Achronim say, maybe it's also La'afuke, the Gemara in Chol Gadol. Gemara has the great story. Somebody's on a deserted island, and he has no idea when Shabbos is. He has no idea what day of the week it is. So what does he do? Machlokes. Machlokes. One opinion says, today Shabbos. And that counts 6 days. Today Shabbos. That counts 6 days. And then the other opinion says, no, start today Sunday. Count 6 days, and then Shabbos. So you should have the structure. You can be totally wrong, but have the structure. So maybe it's excluding that. Lafuke that. That's not Shabbos Bracious, right? That's it doesn't need a Kiddush Bezdin. You just have to start doing it whenever you realize. Okay, weiter. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Back to Hafaras Adar. Hashosek Amanas Lamekad. We know the halacha is that a Baal has to be mefer on the day he hears about it. What if he hears about it and he's quiet because he just wants to cause the woman some tzaras? But he has plans to be made for it before the day is over, or even later. He has plans to be made for it. He's just being quiet to cause her tzaras. Amanas lamekat. Where do we have this lashon? Amanas lamekat. Beginning of Ezeo Neshach. We have gonev amanas lamekat. I steal something from you, not because, Rashi, others say, I'm going to give it back in 5 minutes. I just want to annoy you. I want you to go crazy a little bit. I steal your pen, right, as a student. And then, you're going to look, here it is. Right, so says the Gemara, that's an Issa Daraisa. Rabbeinu Tam there cannot believe it. He says everybody does that. No, the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it must be where you steal it and you have kavanah to keep it. But your ikar reason for stealing it is to annoy the guy, not because you really want it. But Rov Rishonim, the Rambam, Rashi, says no, it means that you're stealing it, you have kavanah to give it back. And even that's an Issa Daraisa. That's Amanas L'Mekat. See here too. Hashosek, the husband is quiet. Amanas lomekad mefer afilu mikan vayud yamim. Big chiddush of Rabbi Chanina. You can mefer it even a week and a half later, right? Because you have kavana. When it says quiet in the Torah, and then it's mekuyam, that's only where he has kavana not to be mekay, not to be mefer it. But if he has kavana to be mefer, that's good enough. Masav Rava, is that really true? So we're going to ask a couple of kashes. The first one today. Masav Rava says the brisa. We had this brisa a couple of times already, relating to the Mishnah back on Daf Ayin of Nisrokna. Eimasai Amru Baal. Eimasai Amru Meis HaBaal Nisrokna Rishas La'av. When do we say? Remember, what's the name of this parak? Nara Hamorasa. In the case of Erisin, where the husband and the father team up to be Mefer, when do we say that if the husband dies, then the father gets total Rishus back, and he can be Mefer it exclusively by himself, Bizman Shelo Shama Habal, when the husband did not hear about it, Osha Shama Veshasak, or he heard about it and he was quiet, Osha Shama Vehefer, Omeisma Bayom, or he was Mefer and he died that day in all these cases. Aval Shama Vikiyem, if the husband heard about it and he was mekayim it, and then he died, Oshama v'shasak omeis bo b'yom shel acharav, or he died, or he heard about it, he was quiet, and he died the next day, ein yachal hafer, he can't be made for it. So says the Gemara, my love, isn't this brisa also including b'shosek amanas lomekat, the case of being he's quiet, but he had a mind to be made for, and then he died, and it says here that it's too late. So you see that you can't be mefer on a later day, or else the husband, the father would pick up that power. Lo, b'shosek amanas l'kayim. No, the case of the Bryce is where he had kavana, he was quiet because he wanted it to be mekuyim. I hachi hainu o shama v'kiyim. So isn't that exactly the line in the Bryce of shama v'kiyim? But it says the case of shama v'shasak. So ela b'shosek stam. No, maybe he had no kavana. He heard about it, then he was undecided. He didn't know what he was going to do yet. That's the case of the Bryce. That's why it's Mekuyim. But in a Finami, it could be that if he had Kavanah specifically that he was going to be made for it, so then we would say that Afar would work even 10 days later. Okay? We'll stop here. We'll continue with this Din of Rabbi Chanina with Masif tomorrow when we get into the last parak of Meseches Nedarim. Okay? We'll stop here.